Now, one other thing I want to mention about today's programming. In the final segment, I'm going to share some great dining tips. Yes, some great dining tips. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be informative. Some dining tips. Last segment of today's programming. So be sure you are with me for that. If for whatever reason, you can't stay that long. Just remember, today's date, September 11th, 2018. You can go to speakingwith.com. Click on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And go about the business of listening to today's program. It will be on the final segment. So if you want to just skip to that segment, maybe you will have listened to the first three segments and you just want to hear that one because you just had to cut out before we got there. You can just go to segment four, and that's the one where we will feature today's dining tips. Yes, indeed. Gonna help you dine good. All right. Dr. Stephen Stassi talks about protecting. He talks about connecting. He talks about a lot more, but I want us to take a look at those for right now. Protecting, connecting. Now, remember this. One of the things that he pointed out to us when he talked with me months and months ago is that when it comes to the brain of the adults, we have two different types of brains. Who remembers what they are? Go ahead. All right. Good memory. Toddler brain and adult brain. We see folks, and again, now I'm talking about adults. There's no question that toddlers who are truly toddlers have toddler brains. That's the way it's supposed to be. So that's a good thing. But adults are not supposed to be ruled by toddler brains. We're supposed to have developed our brains are supposed to have developed to the point where we have truly adult brains. But you know what? We can look all around us and we can see adults who truly operate with toddler brains. Their thought processes are those of toddlers. Their desires are often those of toddlers as far as their end game. The end goal. Mine. How many of you have heard a toddler say that? They may not have even been playing with the toy. That toy could have been on the floor the last 10 minutes. And as soon as they see another toddler take interest in it, they want to go over there and take it away. Mine. And here's the thing. It may not even be theirs. Sometimes a toddler is saying, that's mine, when it really belongs to the child who's playing with it. Mine. And we have adults who are just like that. Mine. Everything is mine. And one of the things that we're encouraged to do is to stop operating using a toddler brain, but instead make it a habit, a lifestyle of using the adult brain. So when we're using that adult brain, one of the things that Dr. Stassi points out is that we have this instinct, this desire, this compelling drive to protect. And he points out that the creation of value is what carries a simultaneous instinct to protect a person of value or an object of value. So if you own valuable objects, some people will probably have some kind of security system in the house. Then people may even have a safe, a security system that guards a perimeter and maybe a safe inside the house. If you love someone, you often have an unconscious and automatic instinct to protect that person. The instinct to protect motivates a wide range of behaviors from routine to the heroic. It can lead you to get reliable car seats for your children. Make sure they eat nutritiously. Make sure they sleep well. Make sure they do their homework. All of that is part of protecting because you're trying to prevent them from just leading an unproductive life later in life. It'll move you to risk your life sometimes to rescue your children from danger. The formation of emotional bonds has a way of activating the most powerful instincts to protect. How many of you have ever found yourself doing that very thing, protecting? Now, I know this may seem very, very simple, but it's very true. When we are ensuring that sharp objects are moved out of the reach of our young children, we're protecting them. We're proactively protecting them. We're trying to make sure that they can't get a hold of something that they can hurt themselves on, possibly even kill themselves on. How about this? Putting those plugs into the sockets so that our little babies can't get their fingers into the sockets. Even when it comes to drilling those clamps onto cabinet doors, kitchens, the kitchen, bathrooms, other places where they can reach cabinet doors, partly because we don't want to make a mess, pulling the dishes out, glass bowls out and breaking them up and stuff like that, partly because we don't want to have to clean up the mess after them, but it's also partly because we don't want them to get hurt. Smashing their fingers in the door, break some of that glass, possibly get cut, and don't even think about the chemicals in the kitchen cabinet, bathroom cabinet, that they might be able to play with for a while. And say, you know how children are, especially our infants, they like to explore, which is a good thing. What can make it really, really discombobulating is when they want to start exploring their favorite way. They want to touch with the hands, right? And then what do they want to do? There you go. Put it in the mouth. They got to do the taste test. They got to do the touch test. And see, with the hands, all they can do is feel. With the mouths, they can feel and taste. And so they get a greater idea of what it is they're working with. And we definitely do not need them tasting dish detergent or tasting whatever we use to clean our bathtubs. And so we'll drill on those clamps that keep those doors closed so we keep our babies out of there. We're protecting them. Now, we mentioned that word value a little earlier. So what does value have to do with protection? Well, protection is so important in modern times that genuine self-value, healthy self-value, as opposed to narcissism, a narcissistic delusion. Genuine self-value often rises and falls on the ability to protect loved ones. We feel more valuable when we protect them. We feel less valuable when we fail to protect them. Think about this. How would you feel if you were walking down the street with your child? Not the street in your neighborhood necessarily. Let's say a busy street, downtown. Cars whizzing by. Maybe not 60 miles per hour, maybe just 30 miles per hour. And while you're walking down the sidewalk with your child, holding your child's hand, your child pulls away, indicating that he or she wants to be independent. And they don't want you to hold their hand. They want to walk independently beside you. And you let go of the hand, and the child darts off into the street, gets hit by one of those cars that's driving 30 miles per hour. A lot of people would really feel bad about that. A lot of parents would feel bad about that. They would feel like they had failed to protect their child. And their sense of value could take a hit as a result. On the other hand, if you feel like you can protect your family's well-being, your self-value will be high, even if you fail in other areas of life. Dr. Stastny talks about a guy, a man who was really, really good with the kids. He coached a Little League baseball team. His two sons played on that team, and his two sons and the other people, the other children on that team loved him. And part of what was going on, he would counsel them when they needed counseling, help them with schoolwork when they needed help with schoolwork. He would offer guidance. This man was really looking out for them. And I mean, they loved him. In the meantime, other parents looked down on him because he worked in a grocery store as a checker. And he was doing that when he was in his mid-40s. In his mid-40s, coaching these children in a Little League baseball team and working as a checker at a grocery store. The parents looked down on him. The children looked up to him. Dr. Stastny's guess, because of the impact he was having on those children, the powerfully positive impact he was having on those children, Dr. Stastny's guess was that man's sense of value, his self-value, was probably pretty high. Let's look some more at using our brains. See, he used his brain to help those children. And that's what he wanted. That's where he got his pleasure, his satisfaction, his fulfillment from. And so he was looking out for those kids, and it was helping him. Now, when we come back, let's move from looking at the power of protection to the power of connection, the power of protecting to the power of connecting, and its impact on our sense of self-value.